On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the process to repatriate the remains of the 13 SANDF soldiers killed in the eastern DRC has begun. The troops were killed over the past few days during clashes with the M23 rebel group as they advanced towards the city of Goma. Newswatch's Celu Musa Zulu reports.
In a statement today, Ramaphosa acknowledges that the situation in the DRC remains volatile, but he says he's concerned about the ongoing speculation about the state of the South African National Defence Force and the conditions under which South African peacekeepers are operating in the DRC. It comes amid growing calls for the SANDF to withdraw from the conflict-ridden area, with many blaming inadequate resources for the soldiers' deaths. The president says the Ministry of Defense is working to ensure the troops remain well-equipped and sufficiently supported during the mission. He's urged South Africans to rally behind the country's troops. Celu Musa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
The KZN suppliers of the school feeding scheme are calling on the Provincial Education Department to improve its payment systems. They've been frustrated by delays in paying their invoices. In a statement on Sunday, KZN Education assured the service providers that all monies due to have been paid should have reflected yesterday. The National School Nutrition Program Service Providers Association's Thabang Mncwabe says some payments only reflected today, except for suppliers who bank with the embattled Itala. He says the lack of timely payments puts service providers in a financial bind, leaving them unable to provide food items to schools.
Let us find an alternative solution of another system that will be specifically for this program, and also go back on the old method that was used on the previous administration, whereby service providers were paid at least 3 times a month. There was a run that was made on the 15th, on the 25th, on the last day of the month.
In the Western Cape, the Worcester Regional Court has sentenced a member of the 28's gang to life imprisonment for killing his ex-girlfriend. In February 2023, Jerome Vernvogel fatally stabbed Nelnisha Gorky 39 times after a confrontation about her not responding to his messages. The court also considered his violent criminal history, which includes several prior convictions. It declared him unfit to possess a firearm. And German police say they've arrested nearly 60 French football hooligans due to fears of violence before Stuttgart face Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League. Officials say they were detained after checks in hotels and at train stations. A judge has approved a request to hold them in police custody until tomorrow morning. Police have also confirmed 47 Stuttgart supporters, who they describe as high risk, are banned from this evening's game. They allegedly tried to stalk PSG supporters and were found with protective clothing. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 32, Richards Bay 30.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Steve Smith has gone past 10,000 test runs in that first test match against Sri Lanka. The Proteas under-19 men's side need just over 100 to beat England in the first youth test match. And Man City manager Pep Guardiola hoping his team can lock up their Champions League tie quickly this evening.